Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 9 ngumpalakazi 2024 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
indaba zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle.
Uhlangothi lukahulumende olulwisa inkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission luthi luzinikele ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo benelise ukukwenqabela.
Uyabhema ama-drugs, uyaphuka ahambe eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. Ongakwanisa ukuncedisa nje akamthathe ayemfake endaweni avalelwe umbumvalweni unyaka ube-6 months.
Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka kakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. EleZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu 30 kuluhlu lwamazwe afika ikhulu abikwa engahloniphi amalungelo oluntu okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olulwisa inkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZAC, luthi luzinikele ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo ukuthi benelise ukwenqabela inkohlakalo. Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni okunanza usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Commission, Anti-Corruption Day, oqoqwe luhlangothi lolu lusebenza ndawonye le-Transparency International Zimbabwe, iZimcord, lezinye inhlanganiso. Isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe sithi inkohlakalo inciphisa amathuba entuthuko yabatsha. Kuluhlu lwe-Transparency International oluhlola inkohlakalo eleZimbabwe liphakathi kwamazwe akhokhelayo kudaba lwenkohlakalo. Usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Day lunanzwa mhla ka-9 mpalakazi minyaka yonke ngenhloso yokuphakela uZulu ulwazi ngokuqatheka kokulwisa inkohlakalo. Lonyaka usuku lolu lunanzwa phansi kwendikimba ethi Uniting with Youth Against Corruption, Shaping Tomorrow's Integrity, okuyinkukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi labo balwisane lenkohlakalo. Ukuze sizokune ngalolu daba sixoxa lengcwethi ecubungela ezombusazwe umnumzana Masimba Kuchera.
Ungakhangela i-Anti-Corruption Index uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ikunumber 149 out of 180. Usitsho ukuthi iZimbabwe isasekhatshana kakhulu. Indaba zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle. Ukhanya silo msebenzi omkhulu kakhulu okumele siwenze ukuze lathi sibonakale njengabantu oqala abalwisa inkohlakalo, kodwa owesibili abafuna ukuthi umkhuhlane lo owenkohlakalo uphele.
Uyinhlanganiso kumbe uhlangothi lukahulumende olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission lilubona luphathisa kangakanani ekuqedeni inkohlakalo eZimbabwe?
Uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission iyasebenza kakhulu, kodwa udubo olukhona oluke lwakhulunywa ngowaye emgcini sihlalo uMamoloisi Matandamoyo ngelokuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ayila mandla awe prosecution okuhambisa abantu emthethwandaba. So iyazama iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission kodwa kumele inikwe amazinyo sibili.
Indikimba yalonyaka ikhangela kakhulu abatsha, libona sengathi abatsha
bayaphathiswa na ukuthi bazwisise udaba lwenkohlakalo njalo bengafuni ukuphatheka kunkohlakalo, singabona na ukusiba lela kusasa elihle elingela inkohlakalo eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuba abatsha benelise ukunqoba kulolu daba.
Kuqakathekile sibili uthi abatsha bafundiswe ngendaba lezi ezenkohlakalo, kodwa udubo esilalo njengeZimbabwe i-economy engasebenzi kahle. Abantu bayacina bengena endabeni lezi ezenkohlakalo ngoba bayebona ukuthi iyo yodwa indlela engayenza ukuthi labo baphile. So kumele sifundise abatsha, kodwa kumele silungise njalo umkhonomi welizwe ukuze abantu bengacabanga ukuthi bengaphumelela ngenxa yenkohlakalo. Njalo kumele sinqakwe ukuthi kulabantu esibathole besenza inkohlakalo kumele babotshwe. Khathesi ngibona njengani abantu ababotshwa ngenxa yenkohlakalo basasebalutshwana kakhulu, kodwa inkohlakalo siyabona ukuthi ibhahile lapha eZimbabwe.
Mnumzana Masimba kuchera ingcwethi ecubungulaza notho esekuxoxelaye esecingweni eBilitane. ELeZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu 30 kuluhlu lwamazwe afika ekhulu abikwe engahlonipha amalungelo oluntu, okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho kumphumela yophenyo olukhutshwe inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eye-Civicus, kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
ELeZimbabwe lona elibikwa lilodumo lokuba ngelinye lamazwe angahloniphi amalungelo oluntu ledlule kuphela ele-Angola lele-Eswatini. Emhlubulweni owesadak uphenyo lwe-Civicus lolu lwasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-2017 njalo luhlolisisa amalungelo kundaba zokwethulwa kwemibiko ukubuthana kwabantu lelungelo lokubumba inhlanganiso ezihlukeneyo emazweni afika phose amakhulu amabili 198. Uphenyo lwalonyaka belukhangela amazwe alikhulu kusukela ngozibandlela kuze kuyefika uLwezi. Ingcitshi zithi okubangele ukuthi eleZimbabwe libe phansi kangaka okundaba zamalungelo ngumkhuba webandla elibusayo eleZANU-PF lona elibopha labo abaphikisayo, njengalokhu okwenzakala eleZimbabwe lisiya emhlanganweni weSADC Summit lonyaka. Abantu abagoqela umnumzana Jameson Timba labanye abasekela ibandla le-CCC babotshwa ngonhlangula bahlala ejele kwesikhathi eside. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu ababalisa umnumzana Robson Chere lo Samuel Gwenzi kanye lonkosazana Namatayi Kwekweza bathunjwa egcekeni lendizamchina eleRobert Mugabe Airport, bagcina sebesezandleni zamapholisa. Olwela ilungelo loluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni owasebenza lowanyamalala ngo-2015 umnumzana Itai Tsamara uthi uphenyo lolu luqondile.
Kusegcekeni nje njengoba sesibonile abanye akade babotshiwe kusukisela ngo-August belokhu bencitshwa ibheyo.
Lokhu kusekele ngumnumzana Pride Mkono owenhlanganiso ye-People Power, yena othi akulantando kaZulu eZimbabwe.
Asiwento emangalisayo ngoba yikho esikubona kusenzakala thina eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende akanaki amalungelo abantu, njalo kulokuncindezela okukhulu kanye lodlwame lodlakela lwenzakala kulabo abantu abangani abangavumelani lokwenziwa nguhulumende.
Omunye omela ibandla le-People's Unity Party umnumzana Ibert Jamuka uthi umthetho we-PVO Bill uzabangela ukuthi kube nzima ukuba inhlanganiso zisebenze zizimele kweleZimbabwe.
Iproblem yeZANU-PF yiphathi yenkani, ayifuni ukunqandwa, ayifuni ukulalela amanye ama-advice, amanye ama-political parties.
Kodwa ilunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Thamsanqa Ndlovu uthi akavumelani le-Civicus.
Kunengi okwenzakala eZimbabwe, kakhulukazi on the economic growth front, ikhombisa ukuthi kule economic growth eZimbabwe ungakhangela umnyaka ka-2024 iloba nje bekulama-challenges anjengabo drought, El Nino, i-rainfall ebisuppressed, lama geopolitical issues ona lezi zimbi emhlabeni.
ICivicus iphinde yakhangela ukhetho lweZimbabwe yona ethi luqhutshwa mahlayana nje kungekho okuguqukayo ngoba ibandla leZANU-PF liyaphatheka ekuthini lungakhululeki njengalokhu okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso le iqhubeke yathi akula nguquko kangako selokhu umongameli Mnangagwa wangena esikhundleni ngomnyaka ka-2017. Okusenjalo, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo eziphepheli eye-International Organization for Migration, IOM, unkosikazi Annie Pop namhlanje wethekelele eleZimbabwe. Unkosikazi Pop uthi ufuna ukuzwisisa isimo seZimbabwe xa kuqathaniswa lamanye amazwe ukuba liphethe njani iziphepheli. Uhambo lwakhe uzahlangana lomongameli Mnangagwa, abaphathindaba bakahulumende lenhlanganiso esizimeleyo eleZimbabwe lileziphepheli eziningi enkambeni ezifana leTongogara eChipinge laseWaterfalls eHarare. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Udaba lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke edinga usekelo lokuthi aqhubeke ebusa lanxa ihlandla lakhe lesibili seledlule lilokhu luveza ikhanda kulandela ingxabangxoza eqhamuke kuthange emhlanganweni webandla aliholayo eleZANU-PF eChinoyi Training Center. Intsha yaleli bandla ibikwa ithe izatshaya abalwa kumpi yenkululeko ngokube bephinda islogan esithi ED 2030, okuyinkulumo ekhomba ukuthi bafuna umongameli Mnangagwa aqhubeke ebusa. Osokuyinkulumo esike yakhuthazwa ngamalunga aleli bandla kwezinye izigaba zelizwe. Ekhuluma kulo umhlangano isiphathamandla salelo bandla umnumzana Zihambi Zihambi usole omunye wakhe umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa ngabikwa wakwenza emhlanganweni wakoBulawayo ngokubuza ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa uzaqhubeka edinga usekelo na, esithi akufanelanga kube lo muntu odala ingxabangxoza kulelo bandla ngokuthi likhokhelwe ngubani. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena wathi kasoze ancintise futhi ngoba uyahlonipha isekelo sombuso lanxa ingcwethe ezicubungule zombuso zesola ukuthi ngabakhuzi wawusegcekeni abathi aqhubeke.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7, sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Umeya wedolobha lakaBulawayo umnumzana David Coulthard uthi balethemba lokuthi isicelo abasikhweza kuhambo abasanda kuligqiba kwele Morocco ukuyadinga usizo lwemali kuhlelo lokwakha idamu lamanzi le Glass Block Bophoma eMatabeleland South siza aphumelela. Eloba enkundleni yebulenjini ye-X, umnumzana Coulthard uthe bethule umbiko wabo emhlanganweni we-Africa Investment Forum osanda ukuqhutshwa eMorocco. Wabonisa imbiko yemfanekiso yamavideos abayethulele lumbuthano bekhalaza bedinga uncedo. Uthe kudingakala imali efika phose ezigidi ezilikhulu zamadola emelika i-$99 million eyokwakha lelo damu kanye lempompi esuka kulo isiya esitishini sencema. Mnumzana Coulthard ubekhathwe kulolu hambo ngunobhala wedolobho lakoBulawayo umnumzana Christopher Dube lesiphathamandla esibona ngenhlelo zamanzi kuleyo council umnumzana Sikhumbuzo Ncube. Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo njengakwezinye izigaba zelizwe zithi udaba lwamanzi luzithwalise amagabha avuzayo, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuthi uhlelo lokwakhiwa kwedamu le-Glass Block lube ngolunye lwesisombululo kulolu daba. Ngesi khangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Owayengumongameli weGhana umnumzana John Dramani Mahama ngesonto unqobe kukhetho oluqhutshwe ngomgqibelo odluleyo oluyokudinga umholi walelo lizwe, kwathi umnumzana Mahamud Bahumia obe ngumsekeli kamongameli kubandla elibusayo elePatriotic Party wavuma ukuthi ngempela unqotshiwe. Udaba lwezomnotho yilo obelumqoka kulolu khetho, kubika abezindaba abeReuters. Abanye abahlali beDamascus bathakazelela okwenzakale eSyria lapho umongameli Bashar al-Assad agenqule khona wabalekela kwele Moscow ngempela viki okuqede umbuso womndeni wakhe oweminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu kulelo lizwe. Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. Lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngonhlangula lonyaka wasungula uhlelo lukahulumende oluthiwa Zimbabwe Multisectoral Drug Abuse Plan 2024-2030 kuyimizamo yokulwisana lohlupho lwezidakamizwa elizweni, ukukhanya lolu hlelo luyehluleka ukuvimba ukuthathwa kwezidakamizwa. Kubika intathelizindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisaspanda.
Izidakamizwa zithengiswa ezitaladeni emini libalele, abathengisayo labasebenzisayo bangaqhize qhakala. Umnumzana Marshall Maphosa ngosakhulayo oliminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili 22 ohlala eMpopo makoBulawayo uthatha izidakamizwa ezijiyeneyo.
Heroin, cocaine, crystal, so uxolisa vutela abanye ukuthi betshanele le nto angiyenza. Nathi esingiklini kunisizo eminingi kakhulu, nabafowethu abanye abacatshileyo.
Iningi lithatha imbanje, injengu, lobunye utshwala obungekho emthethweni, umuthi wokukhwehlela, i-crack, i-cocaine, i-glue, inyope le-heroin, iskanki lokunye. Nkosazana Lebohang Mthobi oleminyaka engamashumi amabili ohlala logogo wakhe uthi uthatha i-crystal meth.
Amadakisi akhona ukuthi ngiwabheme ezimahlezini lapha endlini ukuthi ngibheme amadakisi ugoba azongitshela ukuthi ngikhuluma ngiyi-one, ngenza ngiyi-one, mina ngiyabe sengihlenga ngiyi-one, sengikhuluma ngedwa ngiyi-one.
Ugogo kaLebo unkosikazi Maria Sangoma uthi usekhathele ngomzukulu wakhe othatha izidakamizwa.
Uyabhema ama-drugs, uyaphuma ahambe eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. So ngicela uncedo ongakwanisa ukuncedisa nje, akamthathe ayemfake endaweni avalelwe kumbe uvalelwe umnyaka umbe 6 months, yikho engufunayo khonokho. Ngicela uncedo lonolu.
Umnumzana Mbusi Ncube oleminyaka engamashumi amabili lanhlanu uthi kukhona ukuhlupha intsha okwenza ithathe izidakamizwa.
When you are going through something which is depression, you have to experience a lot of things. Akhona sengithatha lezi zidakamizwa futhi due to unemployment.
Ukukhuphuka kwenani labasakhulayo abathatha izidakamizwa sokubangela ukuthi unkosikazi Sokoluhle Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Melikazi ivule isibhedlela esibizwa ngokuthi Valley of Hope koBulawayo, injongo yaso yokuncedisa abathatha izidakamizwa ukuthi behlukane lomkhuba lo. Unkosikazi Siphokazi Nyilika ngumphathi walesi sibhedlela.
Indlela abahlukumezeka ngayo labazali, indlela abakhala ngayo, so sasesicabanga ukuthi singayenza njani. Umntwana engayenza khona ukubaya bephunga ukuthi uyahlanya, uyahlanya.
Omunye oncediswa esibhedlela lesi ngumnumzana Clive Hlongololo othi ubenatha utshwala okwedlulisileyo, uthi kuningi asekufundile esibhedlela lesi.
Sifundisa uhlasibile ukuthi siziphathe njani, ibe nekusasa lakho, ifuture yakho, usiqalisele impilo yakho, sikelathi sesiqala phansi.
Unkosikazi Sisa Ncube osebenza ukweluleka abathatha izidakamizwa uchaza kabanzi ngohlupho oluhlangana lomuntu osebenzisa okudakayo.
Ndibaba kuma episodes bakubala ama hallucinations lanilana, it's because of ukuhlanganisa izinto eziningi. Abaningi bahlanganiswa imbanje njengu anti into esifana nazilayezi okokhela bometh. Unfortunately, ngenxa ye availability yakhona that we have nowadays, every street corner nje it's very easy nje ukuthi bebe le access ngama drugs ona lawo.
Amwazi kamanqube agcizelwa ingcwethi kwezemkhuhlane wengqondo esebenzela iActive Youth Zimbabwe umnanzana Romeo Machazi.
Kwesinye isikhathi uthola ukuthi bayebefuna ukuba wethole ukuba socializer ukwenza disadvantaging drugs ukuthi bebe for fun. Le zinto eziningi ningi ziyake zibahluphe ezimpilweni, maybe le unemployment rate yona ukuthi abantwana kulanto abangabe beyenza ebakhipha occupied ezindlini lapha. So into eyenzakalayo bathatha ama-drugs ngenxa yokuthi bayebefuna ukuthi bekhohlwe ngalezi zinto ababe behlangana lazo. Ama problems abalayo ukuphilela so sebecina beindulge ku drug abuse.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa mnumzana Bad Nico Ncube uyavuma ukuthi izidakamizwa zigcwele yonke indawo.
Indaba yama drugs leyi ayisafuni amapolisa wodwa, ayisafuni izakhamuzi zodwa, ayifuni bantwana besikolo bodwa kumbe ama youth wodwa. Umkhuhlane wama drugs ungabona umuntu eselawo sesikhangelele umuntu ofayo, sesikhangelele ukusasa esitshabalela. Abantwana abayenza izinto zama drugs lawo bala ukutshontsha, bala ukudlwengula abazali babo, bala ukudlwengula abafowabo, bala ukubulala abazali babo. Abasongozi emulini kuphela, bayingozi kucommunity. Yikho ngithi asisukumeni sonke silwisane le ndaba yama drugs.
Akwaziwa ukuba kulabantu abaningi kanganani eZimbabwe abathatha izidakamizwa. Uphenyo olwenziwa inhlanganiso ye-UNICEF ibambanisa lohulumende lenhlanganiso ezimbalwa ezizimeleyo lwaveza ukuba abanye abantwana baqala ukuthatha okudakayo beleminyaka elithumi okubangelwa ukuhlupheka, imizi echithekayo lokuswela umsebenzi. Imele Studio 7 ngobulawayo, igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Band.
Osemelele ungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika ngoZibandlela umnumzana Donald Trump uthi uza kwesula umthetho opha abantu abazalelwe eMelika ubuzwe baleli lizwe obugcweleyo i-citizenship lanxa abazali babo bengayisizo zizalwane zeMelika. Isekelo sombuso waleli lizwe yiso esikubeka sobala ukuthi wonke umuntu ozalelwe eMelika uba isizalwane salo, kungakhathalekile ukuthi abazali bakhe ngabangaphi lokuthi balamaphepha okuhlala yini kumbe abalawo. Ekhuluma lomsakazo we-NBC izolo, umnumzana Trump uthe njalo uhlose ukududula bonke abangelamaphepha ababuyisele emazweni abo. Abantu laba bayizigidi ezilitshumi lanye, 11 million. Kodwa uthe uzimisele ukusebenza labebandla eliphikisayo elama-Democrats ukuze badinge indlela zokutholisa amaphepha labo abalethwa eMelika besangabantwana abaphansi kohlelo lwe-Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Uthe uzaxolela njalo akhulule bonke abasekeli bakhe ababotshwa bavalelwa ngemva kokubangela udlakela edalela ePhalamende eMelika bezama ukuvimba ukuthi uMongameli Joe Biden angene embusweni. Ukuhlaziyalo ludaba sixoxe lolandela ezombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Ukutshintsha or ukuamenda izinto zeconstitution zifuna ama super majority, not simple majority, ku Congress. So zifuna 60 ama senators. So kunoko, yeah, that's something that we've been talking about in the Trump campaign. But singabuyele muva singakhangela ukhulu wakhe. Ukhulu wakhe wabaleka yayithwa kathesi yi-Germany but yayi-Austria, Prussia, ukuthi angene kwizinto zempi. Wabaleka wabuya lapha eAmerica, wazala yena ubaba kaTrump. So khonapho singathi hi-anchor baby, into azikhulumayo zona lezo. And then wabuyela futhi ePrussia but bamxotsha ngoba wayesebalekele impi. So khonapho singakhangela into ezinjalo. Then yena uyabe ngaso citizen umnumzana Trump according to into as proposal zona lezo. So mina ngibona ngathi uyakhohlwa lapha avela khona ngoba yena ama roots akhe ngawe German would not have been a citizen of America. So hi, mina ngiyabona ngathi khonoko inkulumo nje ngoba ibase ya American success is the immigration of people abavela all over the world. And abaningi bangkhona have become very, very successful people. So okokukhipha i-14th Amendment, hayi ngantwa intaba enkalakatha yona leyo.
UTrump umbona egcwalisisa zonke izinto lezi akhuluma ngazo yini?
Into engathiwa iqakathekile or is very important to see is America is not run by the president. There are three chambers of power for the Supreme Court. So yes, intando zakhe zokuyenza izinto as promise ayo ku campaign will be checked by ama houses the Supreme Court. So konapho ngithi sizabona ukuthi kuzaqhubeka kanjani. Engafaka ama presidential decree but wona aya expire and they can be challenged like we have seen before. So konapho siyabe sesikhangela lathi ukuthi kume kanjani. But I, he is staying true to what he campaigned on and what he won on. So konapho siti hayi, that is nothing new.
Usole abebandla lama Democrats abamethesa amacala achiyeneyo wabathuka kodwa uthi kasoze aphindisele uthi ngalokho
I vele lokho wakukhuluma so many times ukuthi he is out for them especially umuntu othwa ngu Jack Smith ngothi wam expose izinto eziningi so kuqakathekile ukuthi umnumzana Biden aqhubeke naye ukunika abantu laba ama pardons aba impeacher u Trump for both impeachments lo Jack Smith lama committee wonke lawa ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi he will do what he says yena u Trump is not a real politician he's a businessman who has become a politician so into asikhulumayo vele he normally does
umnumzana Tim Moringa yilandela ezombusazwe zeMelika. So isikhathi sokuza imbono yenu linabalaleli be-Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Salibonani masakazi be-Studio 7. Igama lami Clever Dube. Sengitholile ubabami. Ngimtholile. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngiyabonga. Ngimtholile. Sengitholile. Hhayi, sengikhuluma nawe. Umndeni wami sengiyawazi.
Sanibonani njani. Why kuthi ama-foreigner ahambe, kuthi ama-Zimbabwe ayahamba, abeSuthu bayahamba, amanto, ababuya eMozambique bayahamba. Why ningaxosha ama-Nigeria? Ama-Nigeria wona ngoba abulala abantwana bethu athengisa i-drugs, athengisa inyawupe, utywala nje oburongo, buvela nabo, into ezirongo zivela nama-Nigeria. Makuhamba ama-Nigeria ngoba asimosheli ilizwe.
Yes, Studio 7. Yichona njani? Ngicela ukukhuza umhlola kulamadoda amabili okuthiwa ngamakhansela aseBulawayo awe-TCC. Amadoda lawa ngathi ngamakhansela kaChabangu. Ngeke ngawezwa ekhuluma ethi khona wona abantu bengathethisi uhulumende ophetheyo ngoba ufana lomzali ungeke uthi umntwana uthethise umzali ubuye kusasovucela ukuthi kube khona okwenzela khona amadoda la ngicabanga ukuthi ngabantu bakaChabangu lapha madoda umzali uyezwa ukuthiwa ungumzali ngoba ngozala abantu inkokheli iyakhethwa ifakwa yini abantu kuyamangalisa ke ma usithi umuntu ofakwe ngabantu sokufanele ancengwe ukuze labo bantu ezobalungisela amagetsi loba amanzi kobulawayo kodwa lowo muntu efakwe ngabantu kanti ipolitics yena ithini madoda
sithi 7 njalo ngokuliqinisa lokukhuluma hayi izulu singakhala sithi izulu alisani izulu nje livalwe into encane izulu kusukela ngesikhathi sempi yona le mpi yaphela ngabo ma 79 abantu abasesigangeni abazange badotshwa amathamba badotshwa akuzange kwenziwa imikhuba yokuthi mangabe kuyukuthi impi seyiphelile kuke kuhlalwe phansi kubiswe yonke leya imimoya eyaphelela esigangeni engazange yalandwa esigangeni yona leya imimoya kulamhlanje isamile nje esigangeni azange yasholezelwa yonke leya imimoya kuzoba nabantu abafa ngesikhathi segugurawunda abantu abaningi baphelele esigangeni abazange babiswa emakhaya yonke le imimoya laba bantu iyakhuluma namanje esigangeni isadinga abakubo ukuthi izulu lizona kanjani
ngiyabonga ithuba lokwamukela ku-Studio 7 mina ngiyakuselunga ngikhonapha ngivulela lapha ematopu kulensuku nzima into kazihlangana abantu bakithi lapha engikhona babulawa indlala kade komile ongalamanzi like langaliyathonta manje udubo akulanhlanye lifethi asekathweni ihlanye esigabeni sekithi ngala siyajikela phansi maya ngathi indlaba izinjalo izaphila ithini kodwa hhayi ngithi kubonabo abathi into ziraithi ngabona besidla besuthe emzini yabo hhayi zobohlamanyusa ukho ongapheliwe
siyabonga imbiko elisithumele yona okwanamhlanje silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngutabo kancube ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.